Salam Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is very, very exciting. We are going to be learning about Simcha. Wow. Could there be anything better than Simcha? I don't think so. So we're going to be basing ourselves in the Holy Sefer Pachad Yitzchak in Maimor Yud, in his Sefer on Yom HaKippurim. Sweetest friends, this year should be a Zchus Rei Refuah for Zisel Bas Sara, and for Meir Ruven Ben Shoshana, and for Yehuda Ben Sion Ben Naomi, Besoch Shai Chole Yisrael, and it should also be Lili Nishmas, Alexander Zusha Ben Rabbi Yosef, and Esther Bas Shmuel, and Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachna. Says Rav Huttner, Mekom Hashel Simcha Hu Balev, the place of Simcha is in the heart, Ela Sheyesh La Lechovas Halev Zu, Gam dinim lemaisa. So even though the place of simcha is in one's heart, this obligation of the heart also has dinim lemaisa. It also has practical implications. And we know that on the holidays, the dinim lemaisa of simcha are eating meat, drinking wine, saying shira b'peh, saying shira b'kli. These are various halachas that apply in the Beis HaMikdash, out of the Beis HaMikdash. That's all included. There's one Yotze Min HaKlal. The Yotze Min HaKlal is the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. We find in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva that there is a new Maisa Simcha of throwing avukos shel or, torches of fire. And we definitely have to understand the Chiddush in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And that, sweetest friends, is going to be our topic today. Understanding the Chiddush of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Why there's a mitzvah, there's a special onion. It says in the Gemara, in Maseches Sukkah, that they used to throw torches. What's the whole idea behind the torches? That's in Sukkah, Nun Aleph, Amud Beis. So now Rav Huttner goes into his profound explanation. The root of Nisuch HaMayim, we know that on Sukkahs we take water, and we pour it on the Mizbeach, into the Mizbeach, into the hole, and it goes down. So the idea of Nisuch HaMayim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mavdil Bein HaMayim Elyonim LaMayim HaTachtonim. You have the upper waters, the Torah tells us, the lower waters. On the second day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated between the upper waters and the lower waters. Chazal tell us that when the lower waters were separated, they cried before Hashem, Anan Vinan LaMehave Kadam Malko, we also want to be in front of the king. And the Mayim HaTachtonim were promised that they were going to go on the Mizbeach when they do Nisuch HaMayim B'chag. So that was the compensation given to the Mayim HaTachtonim, that they are going to go on the Mizbeach. Also, you shouldn't cry that you want to be in front of the king. You're also going to be in front of the king. You're going to be part of the Mizbeach. How do we understand this? So we are going to understand this as follows. The Shira that the Levim used to say on the second day, we know in the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim would say Shira. So on the second day they said, Godol Hashem U'mehulol Me'od. God is great and very praiseworthy. Why? Because on the second day, Chilek Masav Umalach Aleihem, Kadosh Baruch Hu split up his creations and ruled over them. This is a Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. And Rashi explains, Shechilek Masav means that he was Mavdil Bein HaRaki Elyonim LaTachtonim. So we see that even though the Shira of Malchus Shemayim wasn't clearly stated till the sixth day, the Shira of the sixth day is Hashem Malach, like we say in our Shir Shel Yom, and that's also what the Malach, Levim used to say in the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem Malach. Nevertheless, the Chachamim tell us that the root of the Shira of the sixth day is rooted in the Havdalah that was made on the second day, because we say Gadol Hashem u'mehulal me'od. That means that is said because Chilek Masav u'malach aleihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated his creations and was melech over them. Which means, says Rashi, that he was mavdil bein the rakia bein ha'olyonim latachtonim. Between the upper worlds and the lower worlds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a separation. And that, says the Gemara, is when malach aleihem, when he separated from the upper to the low, the upper and the lower, that is when he ruled. So this happened on the second day. So the root of the Hashem and Malach on the sixth day is really the second day. And the explanation of this is that every characteristic of a person also has a parallel characteristic in the Seder HaOlam. And even the characteristic of Bechira, of free choice, which really is the greatest definition of the character of man, the nature of man, is that we are choosers, the power of choice, the Tunas HaBechira. So that also has a root in the Seder HaOlam. In the creation of the world, we also will find the root of the tchuna, of the characteristic of Bechira. And because the secret of the choice, free choice of man, is rooted in his dual creation, that we know that man was created min ha'olyonim u'min ha'tachtonim, like it says in Bereishis Rabba, we have from the upper worlds and from the lower worlds. Because of that, the Chachamim explain that the root of the Tchunas HaBechira of man in the Seder HaOlam is founded in the separation through which the upper waters were spread and separated from, were separated from the lower waters. And that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk, when Chazal tell us, Chilek Ma'asav U'Molach Alayam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated his creations and he ruled over them. In other words, the Hashem Moloch, which is the Shira of Yom HaShishi, because on that day, man was created as a Baal HaBechira who could be Makabel O Malchus Shamayim. This Shira of Yom HaShishi is rooted in the Maisa Havdalah of Yom HaSheni. As it says on the Yom HaSheni, Chilek Masav Umalach Aleihem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated his creations and ruled over them. So again, sweetest friend, we've said many, many things. We have explained now that man is a chooser. And this characteristic of free choice is really not on the sixth day when man was actually created. However, that's when it started befo'al in practice. But it was created already, potentially. It was rooted, it was founded in what happened on the second day. On the second day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated the upper worlds from the lower worlds, the upper waters from the lower waters. That happened on the second day. Chazal tell us that on that second day, Molach Aleihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ruled over them. I, the true rulership, only starts on the sixth day, when man was created. Molach Aleihem, that's when there is true Malchus, when there is man. Well, Molach Aleihem it says in the second day. But Hashem Molach, that's what I meant, that on the sixth day, there is Hashem Molach, when man was actually created. So if it's when man was actually created, why on the second day we find Molach Aleihem? The answer is, when man was created, now he can choose freely. Why can he choose freely? What's the root of his free choice? The root of his free choice is on the second day, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated the lower from the upper. How does that relate to man? Because man is also composed of these two elements, of the Elyonim and the Tachtonim, of the upper worlds, of the spiritual worlds, and of these very physical worlds. So this very physical world. So that separation of man allows for his Bechira. On one hand, we have our Koach of Bechira Chavshis, a free choice, which tells us that we can follow our bodies, or we can follow our souls. We can follow our Tachtonim, our lower parts, or we can follow our Elyonim, our higher parts. So when man was created on the sixth day, and Hashem and Moloch, and then Hashem actually became ruler, this really, why does Hashem become ruler? Because man can be Makabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. How can man be Makabel Ol Malchus Shamayim? What meaning is there to Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim? Only if man has free choice. And that free choice means that half of him is down here, half of him is a physical being, and half of his spiritual being. And therefore, now he can have free choice. And that separation of the upper and the lower, of the physical and the spiritual, really founded itself already on the second day. And that's why on the second day we say, Chilek Masav, he separated. He separated the lower from the upper, the spiritual from the physical, U'molach Aleihem, and that is the root of true Malchus, because true Malchus can only come when man can both be Makabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, and the opposite. And now we can understand why there can be tears of the Mayim HaTachtonim, Anan Ba'inan L'mehave Kadam Malka. We want to be in front of the king. Because Kimi Kevan says Rav Futner, Shetchunas Habechira, Shel Yitziras Adam Mushresh Asiba Avdalazu Shel Chiluk Bein Mayim Tachtonim Bein Mayim Elyonim, since the characteristic of choice of the creation of man is rooted in the separation of the lower waters and the upper waters, the lower worlds and the lower upper worlds and the lower worlds. Harei ha'akara ki noach lo la'adam shelo nivra mushreshesi b'dimoseim shalamayim atachtonim habochem al pulasa shel avdala zu. The recognition, that as the Gemara says, it was better for man, it would be easier if man would not have been created, that recognition is rooted in the tears of the mayim atachtonim that are crying about this havdala. The mayim atachtonim are crying, Anan bein el mehave kadam malka. We want to be before the king. And then because of that, man also feels, Noach lo la'adam shelo nivra. It would have been easier if we wouldn't have been created. Why? Because man is a baal bechira. Man has free choice. And choice means that we can fail. And not only that, not only can we fail, we will fail. Ki ein sadik baratz asher yaseh tov lo yechta. Man has to fail. Man by his very definition is imperfect. Is fallible. And that, sweetest friends, is why we're crying on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that what are the sounds of the shofar? Genugnei ganach v'ilule yalil. What is genugnei ganach v'ilule yalil? Man is sighing, man is crying, man is moaning. You ever, what does the shofar sound like? So that's the sound of tears, of crying, of moaning. Why is man crying on Rosh Hashanah? Because Noach lo'adam shelo nivra. Because better we not been created. Because we know we can fail, we know we can sin. As the Pachad Yitzchak talks about it so beautifully in the Sefer on Rosh Hashanah in Maamar Zayin. And he also talks about the simcha we have in Rosh Hashanah. But that's not our topic now. I mean, we'll get back to the simcha. But our focus is in Rosh Hashanah. Our focus is the simcha's beis ha'shoeva. And the nisach ha'mayim. And now the mayim ha'tachtonim are crying. Because they want to be in front of Hashem. And man cries because man also wants to be in front of Hashem. Because man's been separated. Now he's in the lower worlds. Now he can sin. Now he will sin. So just like this characteristic of free choice is rooted in the separation of the upper waters from the lower waters, so too the moans and the cries that accompany this characteristic of free choice that we cry about in Rosh Hashanah, that is also rooted in the tears of the Mayim HaTachtonim, who cry and say, Anan b'inan l'mehavei kadam malka. We want to be before the king. So now we can understand, sweetest friends, just to summarize what we learn. We learn that on the second day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated from the lower worlds and the upper worlds. That is the root of the creation of man, who comes from the lower and the upper worlds. Because of that, man has the tchun of Bechira, because he can choose to be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, his spiritual side, or he can choose not to, his physical side. And because of that, because man knows that he can choose, and when he's choosing, he's going to fail sometimes. He cries in front of Hashem, he says, Noach l'adam shalom nivra. It would have been easier had I not been created. This way I wouldn't have sinned. And that is rooted in the second day, where the lower waters are separated from the upper waters, when there's spiritual and there's physical. And there it says, Machilak ma'asav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated his creations from Malach aleim, and he ruled over them. And then the lower waters cried, Anan binan l'mehavei kadam malka, we want to be in front of the king. We want to be holy, we want to be pure, we want to be spiritual. And man's Noach l'adam shalom nivra is rooted in those Anan binan l'mehavei kadam malka of the Mayim HaTachtonim. And now we can understand why the Nisuch HaMayim, which is the compensation of the Mayim HaTachtonim, that now the lower waters are going to go in front of Hashem, they are going to be poured onto the Mizbeach, and now they too will be holy. So why dafkan the Moed of Sukkos? Why dafkan Sukkos do we have this Matan of Nisuch HaMayim? Says Rav Futner that the Nechama, the consolation of the lower waters, is through the fact that now they are in the world of Kavod. Now they can achieve the secret, the sod of the Midah of Kavod. The secret of the Midah of Kavod is, what is Kavod? that kavod that comes from afar creates on much, much higher elevation without comparison than the honor that emanates from below. From below. I meant to say from what is close. When you have the midah of kavod that comes from the rechokim, that is much greater than the midah of kavod that comes from the krovim. And we discussed this in another shir, that when someone who is far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu honors HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Baal Tshuva, that is much greater than the Tzadik Gamur. When it comes to Ratzon, we said, fulfilling the will, there's no difference between fulfilling the will if previously one had not fulfilled Hashem's will, or previously one had fulfilled Hashem's will. There's no difference. When he fulfills his will now, it's no greater fulfill his will now when you didn't do it in the past than when you did do it in the past. Because all we look at is right now, are you fulfilling his will or not? But when you're in the realm of kavod, kavod is different. Kavod is how much honor you're giving to Hashem. So Hashem feels, we all feel much more honor when somebody didn't listen to us. And now they start listening to us, as opposed to somebody who's listening to us all along. So that's the midah, sweetest friends, of kavod. And now we can understand. Now we understand. Ki hakavod ha'olei lehem min ha'rechokim yotzer hu la hitnasut amuka le'ein aroch me'asher hakavod ha'olei lehem min ha'krovim. That the honor that is achieved by one who is at once far is much greater and much deeper than the honor that is achieved by somebody who was close all along. And this we find dafka in the midah of kavod, as we explained earlier, not in the midah of ratzon. Umitoch kach, and because through this we understand the hat'ama, how the content of the consolation of mayim hatachtonim is so matim, fits so well with the time of the nechama of the mayim hatachtonim. The content of the nechama of the mayim hatachtonim is the teaching that dafka the mayim hatachtonim go on the mizbeach. Dafka those lower waters that are far away from Hashem. The Mayim HaOlyonim don't go on the Mizbeach. Those upper waters, those spiritual worlds, they don't go on the Mizbeach. Why? Because, sweetest friends, dafka the Mayim HaTachtonim are further away from Hashem. Dafka because of that, there's the preference that they should go on the Mizbeach. This preference of the Rechokim over the Krovin is all in the soul, is in the secret of the midah of kavod. That's the greatest kavod. The greatest kavod is when what's far away comes close. That's even greater than when what was close came close. And therefore, the mayim hatachtonim, which were once far and now are close, that is going to be greater than a greater kavod than the mayim elyonim being close. So now we understand the content of the nechama. We tell the mayim atachtonim, hey, you might be far from Hashem, but you're going to be able to honor Him in a way that the mayim elyonim will not. We're talking about kavod, sweetest friends. We're talking about honor. What is Sukkot all about? What is the time of Sukkot? The time of Sukkot, sweetest friends, is the time of Anane HaKavod, when we're sitting in the clouds of glory, in the clouds of honor. And now we understand that Sukkot is the time of Kavod. And the Mela, it's most appropriate that at the time of honor, we dafka take the Mayim HaTachtonim, which are far from Hashem, and put them in a place of honor, and allow them now to be close to Hashem. And that, sweetest friends, is part one of our shir, and Amir Tzah Hashem, we will continue and conclude this majestic essay of Rabbi Huttner. But we learned in the meantime was how Hashem separated on the second day between upper and lower, and we learn that this is the root of the separation of man, who was created on the sixth day, who's also a composite of the upper and the lower worlds, and that's the Yesod of Malchus Shemaim in the world. Only because we're upper and lower, only because we have this physical and the spiritual, then we have free choice and truly make Hashem Melech. And that is why on the second day we already say this Shira of Malchus, Gadol Hashem Muhulo Me'od, because Chilek Masav Umalach Aleihem. This was the day of the separation of the upper worlds and the lower worlds, the upper waters and the lower waters. And that's the root of Malchus. And then it gets to the sixth day where man, composed of physical and spiritual, is created. And that is why the Mayim HaTachtonim, which were separated on the second day, cry and say, we want to be in front of Hashem. We're so far away. And because of that, man also cries when he's created. And he blows the shofar on the sixth day, on the day of creation, on Rosh Hashanah. And he says, oh yeah, I was created, oy vavoy, that means I can sin. And man sees that as so tragic. And that's rooted in the separation of the second day. And then as a nechama, as a consolation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Mayim HaTachtonim, don't worry about it, friends. You can go on the Mizbeach. You can give me kavod in a way that the Mayim Elyonim can't, because the further away you are from me, and now you come close, the greater it is, the greater kavod there is. And therefore we do this dafka, we pour the Mayim HaTachtonim on the Mizbeach, dafka Sukkot time. Because Sukkot is the time of kavod, of the Anane HaKavod. And therefore we want to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu special kavod. So therefore the Mayim HaTachtonim go on the Mizbeach. But sweetest friends, we haven't gotten back to the beginning yet. We haven't gotten back to the special simcha of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The dinim lemaisa of simcha, being the throwing of the avukas, the throwing of the torches. Thank you, Reb Nachman. The throwing of the torches. And we want to understand how throwing of the torches is the expression of simcha on Sukkot. And that, sweetest friends, is for next time. And we should all be zoche to have simcha belev, to be mekayim the dinim lemaisa of simcha. And Amir Tzashem, this Sukkot, hopefully we should be Zelche, to be in the Beis HaMikdash, dancing at the Simcha's Beis, HaShoeva. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.